Hi. Let's get comfortable. I'd like you to get into a comfortable chair, couch, perhaps even in your bed. Make sure your opposite sides are not touching one another, so your arms are at your side, your feet are side by side, your legs are not crossed. Go ahead and take a deep breath and hold it to a mental count of three and then let it go. Now take another deep breath. Hold this breath to another mental count of three and then let it go. Now let your eyes close all the way shut. And with your eyes closed all the way shut, roll your eyes all the way up to the top of your head as if you're looking out of windows in your head. And as soon as you feel that eye strain, go ahead and forget about your eyes. And you can focus on the sound of my voice. And my voice will take you on a journey. And this journey is one of transformation, so that you can eliminate procrastination forever from your life. Now, when I talk to people about procrastination, they tell me that they have too much to do and too little time. There are too many things that they have to do, that they should do. And people feel that they don't have choices. And sometimes they feel that other people have unrealistic expectations for them. And sometimes people are really good at creating unrealistic expectations for themselves. Still others aren't sure of what their goals are or how to do things. And because of this, they're easily distracted. There are so many things that are competing for your time. You really want to accomplish something, and just then a text message comes in. Or someone messages you on Facebook, or the phone rings. Or one of your kids comes up to you and insists on your time. Or you realize that you haven't spent much time with your spouse. And then you're afraid that you aren't going to accomplish what you are supposed to accomplish, and you're afraid people are going to judge you. And I have a secret for you. That when you procrastinate, you are rewarding yourself for everything that I've said so far. Because there are demands upon you. Demands that you have, and you're afraid that you won't be able to accomplish what you need to. So you procrastinate. And then you tell yourself that you're bad or something isn't going to happen because you've procrastinated. And then you get a really negative emotional state. You lose confidence in yourself. And that recycles into procrastination. Typically, we are our own worst enemies. And we tend to focus on things that are negative. But if we change the way we look at things, we can change our lives. Most people work too hard and try too hard. And so I'm going to teach you something that may go against everything you think you know about getting more things done. Allow me to remind you of the words of the Jedi Master Yoda in Star Wars. Do or do not, there is no try. And I'm going to invite you now to begin to do. And the best way to do it is to learn a new way of doing things. And I'm going to recommend that you adapt this new way and make it part of your life. And it involves making changes in small steps. When you started to learn, you learned in small steps. You learned the difference between an A and a B and a C. And you learned that some letters looked alike, like M and N and W. And when you were a younger you, it was confusing. But you mastered it. And there probably hasn't been a time in your day that while you were at work or while you were at play, you stopped and you looked at something and said, I don't know what that letter is. It's become part of your second nature. And all of the things that you learned how to do, whether it was learning how to ride a bicycle, learning how to read, anything worth learning, you learned one step at a time. Every subject in school built upon a foundation, and your foundation involves taking one step at a time. Let's imagine now that you want to take a cross-country drive. So the first thing you do is you pick a destination on the other side of the country. Doesn't matter where you begin, you know where you want to end up. And unless your country is really small, it's probably unlikely that you'll make it from one side to another in a single day. So you pick places to stop. Some places you'll just stop and rest. Some places you'll stop and eat. Other places you'll pause for the night. But if you go making pauses and stops as you need, eventually you'll get at your destination. But if you try and get there all at one time, you may exhaust yourself or frustrate yourself. Now, years and years ago, my father bought our family a sailboat. And I remember putting the sailboat together, and I stayed up all night reading the book on how to sail. I'd never sailed in my life. We're so excited. We got into the sailboat, set out from shore. I let the sail out, and pretty soon we were running. And I knew about running with the wind because it was in the book that I read. And we had a house on a lake, and pretty quickly we went from where our house was to the end of the lake. And our cousins were watching us, and they were waving, and they said, "We didn't know you knew how to sail." And I said, "It's so easy. I read about it last night." And then I got to the end of the lake, and I turned the boat around expertly, and I realized something. You've probably figured it out by now. It's easy to go in the direction of the wind. It just takes you. But sailing against the wind, that was a different set of skills that I didn't have. And we couldn't get back. And the sky grew cloudy, and a thunderstorm came on the horizon. And one of our relatives saw that we couldn't get back. So he rowed out in a boat, and he towed us back in. I can't tell you how embarrassed I was passing those relatives again, and they were laughing and laughing. I just felt so badly. I was so embarrassed. So I went back to the book and read some more, and I learned about tacking. I learned that you can't get back from point B to point A unless you make small intermediate steps. And I said to my father, "Let's go out again." And he said, "But you don't know how to get back." And I showed him the pictures in the book about how to get back. And he said, "Okay." And we went out there, and my relatives were laughing. But they stopped laughing when they saw us zigzagging our way back. And we went from one edge of the lake to the other edge of the lake, back and forth for hours. And I learned the power of taking small steps. And even if those small steps appear to be taking you away from your goal, cumulatively, there's a power of taking small steps. Now, when you learn that it's okay to take small steps, even if those steps seem to take you away from your goal, trust yourself and you'll get there. It's so easy when you want to get to a goal. All you need to do is discover the first step, and the next one will follow. And you develop the ability to focus in on what's really important to you. Now, you already have that skill within you. For years ago, when you were playing, you learned how to filter out the voice of someone calling you for dinner. You aren't done playing. You learned how to filter out maybe your mom, maybe your dad calling you and telling you it's time to do homework. What's homework when it's time to play? And you still have that ability within you to focus and tune out everything. But what brings you closer to your goal? You have abilities and learnings deep beneath the surface that you've forgotten about. You have strengths of character and accomplishment that you haven't drawn upon in years, that you can use whenever you need them. Now, I don't know the last time that you got on a bicycle. Maybe it's been several years. But if you ever learned how to ride a bicycle, you'll just be able to get on and start pedaling because you haven't forgotten. It's only been beneath the surface. Now it's probably been more than 40 years since I've been on a sailboat. But having learned the lesson of tacking and changing direction and taking small steps, I know that I can sail wherever I want. And you have the ability to take small steps in the direction of accomplishing your goal. And you have the ability to tune out the criticism from others, even the criticism from yourself, as you learn to master one step at a time. Now, to be sure, people will look at you and say, or you'll say it yourself, you've accomplished so little. But it adds up. And everyone who ever sold lemonade at a lemonade stand knows that the money came in a quarter, a dime, 50 cents, maybe even a dollar at a time. And when people open up a store, very frequently, they save their first dollar, or their first five, or their first 10, and someone writes good luck on it. And they know that things happen one step at a time. And things only begin to go bad for us when we begin to think in giant steps instead of one step at a time. If you can master the lesson of one step at a time, you can truly accomplish anything. Just be prepared to continue in your direction and start each day fresh, resolved to continue and never lose sight of your goal. Now, if I were you, I'd start getting excited. Because because it's time for you to focus on accomplishing your goal. And knowing that you're going to be able to create a small chunk that you can accomplish today will give you the satisfaction to accomplish another one tomorrow. And when you put all of these pieces together, you'll feel a sense of satisfaction that you've accomplished so much. And allow that inner voice to congratulate you on accomplishing at first just one thing, because there's so much more success to come. Now, whenever you're ready, you can open your eyes and slowly stretch, returning to here and now, your present day, filled with the excitement and energy of getting ready to accomplish your goal.